In today's episode, we explore identity and the importance of knowing who you are, but even more so, knowing who God is. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Judges 9, Acts 13, Jeremiah 22, and Mark chapter 8. Now, in other episodes, I have surely mentioned about my past struggles with identity. So much so that I had to do a 140-day deep dive into God's Word to get more depth on who I am in Christ. I actually did a blog for each one of those days that I'll link to in the description of this episode so that you can go check it out. You may enjoy some of those posts as you might be going through a similar journey. However, in today's reading in Mark 8, we encounter a conversation between Jesus and Peter. And it doesn't cause Peter to reflect on his identity, but on the identity of Jesus. Now let's read a bit of that now in Mark 8, 27 through 30. It says, "And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that I am?' And they told him, 'John the Baptist.' And others said, 'Elijah.' And others, 'One of the prophets.' And he asked them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Peter answered him, 'You are the Christ.' And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him." While our identity in Christ, I believe, is at the heart of so many of the missteps of believers today, including myself, even to this day. Knowing who you are greatly impacts what we do, but that is not the identity in question in this passage, and it's actually one drastically more important than knowing our own identity well. Knowing who Jesus is a game changer. Without knowledge of Christ, true knowledge of self is actually an impossibility. We were built to be His, and without Him, we will lack the understanding of our purpose, our unique calling, and the permanent and unbreakable nature of such a core truth about belonging to and being loved by God. Jesus is the embodiment of the depths of the love of God and an example of how far He will go for His people. Knowing Jesus is not simply reading the Bible and understanding the facts of His birth, life, and death, as evidenced by Peter's convo with Him. Knowing Jesus is a work of the Father. God the Father gives this special revelation to those whom He chooses and adopts into His family. Even more so, everything rises and falls on Jesus' leadership in the life of the Christian. Not only salvation swings on the pendulum of His truth, but our fruitfulness. There's no having lasting impact as He is the vine that produces the fruit. There's no greater moment in the life of a Christian except for the moment that they have revealed for them who Jesus is and choose to submit to Him. Just moments after Peter said who the Father revealed him to be, or who Jesus was to be, Jesus, in His harsh response to Peter's rebuke, made it clear there's no more than two sides. There's the side of Christ and God's purposes, and the side of the enemy, Satan, and his self-focused ways. Even though he meant no harm, Peter demonstrated that his mind was not on the mission of God first and foremost, but on his own understanding of victory and loss. Peter was reminded that the discovery of identity wasn't enough. One must make the next step in submitting to Him as Lord. Many of us in the church today grasp the truth of Jesus as our Savior, but make the same mistake that Peter makes and forget that He too is Lord. He doesn't need our help. He doesn't need redirection, rebuke, or approval. He is God all alone. So let us remember that the people called Jesus many things, but the question was, what do you call him? He is not only Savior, he is also Lord. In our lives today, let's let it be true, and let's pray that God would help it to be true. Father God, we thank you for revelation. First and foremost, we thank you for the revelation that comes through your word, that walks us through who you are, that gives us descriptions, Lord God, and that through your living word, your spirit reveals the truth, reveals Jesus in all of his glory, all of his majesty, all of his beauty, Lord God, and gives us this understanding in the depths of our hearts that not only is he a great Savior, but he is the Lord. He is our master, Lord God. And we pray right now that we would grab a hold of that truth, of that identity, and that it would never, ever, ever, ever leave our mindset, Lord God, that we would forever be focused on him as Lord and Savior. Lord God, we thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for gifting us the Spirit that allows us to do life with you, to communicate with you, Lord God, and to know that we will be with you in eternity, Lord. Thank you for the revelation of your truth. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. If you're listening, make sure you're already subscribed. And I thank you guys for doing that if you're already doing that. If you're watching, make sure you go ahead and like it and subscribe, whether you're on YouTube, follow if you're on Instagram or Facebook. And make sure you leave a comment, and I'll see you back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Say, be blessed. Say, be blessed. Say, blessings. Say, blessings. Say, hi.
Hi.